work out. Wake up in the morning. Make sure you give thanks. Don't forget, take a cold shower. Get out your comfort zone, take a cold shower. It's good for your brain. Next, make sure you drink some water at room temperature. Good for your brain. And also, before you eat all that meat and all them starches, just if you eat it, make sure you get some vegetation first. Eat the vegetation first. It's gonna help the brain. Alright? Don't forget, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, get some air, and get some prayer. Alright, y'all? I know I already said that, but I gotta remind you. Get some air, and get some prayer. And if my students are looking at this, once again, make your bed up in the morning. I'll see you on Saturday. Everybody, enjoy the exercises for your brain.
Here are four things we can all do to keep our brains at their best.
First, make sure you stick to a healthy diet.
Healthy eating means a diet that doesn't have a lot of simple sugars or foods that we would consider inflammatory in our bodies. Things that I always recommend, fish with omega-3 fatty acids, colorful vegetables and fruits that have vitamin E and vitamin C in them. These are natural antioxidants. These sorts of things potentially could be healthy for our brains. They're certainly healthy for our bodies.
Next, be sure to get moving on a regular basis.
Exercise is clearly important for general health, but we actually know that exercise slows down diseases in the brain in many ways, so regular physical activity.
For tip number three, Dr. Bega recommends giving your mind a workout as well.
Mental activity helps you exercise your brain. What we find is that people who do things like puzzles, math games, those sorts of things can be protective for the brain and keep the brain healthy for longer, and they can be associated with a reduced risk of cognitive impairment later on in life.
And finally, try and find a stress-relieving practice that works for you. Reducing stress can help give our brains a boost.
I always recommend things like mind-body exercises like yoga or tai chi, things that have a meditative component that can also be very useful. General wellness strategies are the most important thing for keeping your brain healthy.
There you have it. For brain yoga, an exercise intended to pump up cell and neuron activity in the brain. Alzheimer's patients, seniors looking to stave off memory loss, and kids in classrooms are among those who say doing it makes them smarter.
Now take your right hand, cross over the left side.
A medical doctor in Los Angeles prescribes an exercise.
Inhale going down, exhale coming up.
Not so his patients grow stronger, but so they become smarter.
He probably had a C average. I taught him these exercises, and by the next semester, he was a completely different kid. His grades had gone almost straight A's.
Take your left hand.
A teacher in Malibu saw similar improvements in her learning disabled kids.
We have kids that have autism, kids that have Asperger's, all different needs.
They were assigned the movements.
Inhale, exhale.
Not to shape their muscles, but to sharpen their minds.
Yeah, we get smarter and smarter.
Good, Brandon. One child used to just stand there and not move. And now I'll ask him to do something and he'll look at me and he'll just take a moment and then he'll do it.
A teacher, a doctor.
And then you take the right hand and place it over to the left earlobe.
A Yale neurobiologist.
Yes, I do it every day.
And an occupational therapist.
Inhale, blow up.
I think this might be the key to help unlock these children.
All are among those experimenting with an exercise to increase intelligence called super brain yoga.
I would say that super brain yoga is a fast, simple, drug-free method of increasing mental energy.
I learned super brain yoga from Master Choa Kok Sui, and I noticed in my own life it made a difference. Like, I wasn't spending as much time looking for my keys or walking into a room and forgetting why I was there.
Yale neurobiology researcher Jean Ang says super brain yoga stimulates neural pathways in the brain by activating acupuncture points on the earlobe.
In modern terms, the brain is actually lateralized. So holding the left ear actually activates the right brain, and holding the right ear actually activates the left brain.
Ang says after doing the squatting sequence, EEG scans show the right and left hemispheres of the brain are synchronized.
And you're going to bring it across your body.